your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Durban High Court has heard that dozens of WhatsApp chat groups were created to disperse communication and coordinate the 2021 July unrest. The national coordinator of the Hawks task team that investigated the riots and looting at the time is the first witness to testify in the trial of Duduzile Zuma Sambutla. Zuma Sambutla has pleaded not guilty to charges of incitement to commit public violence and terrorism related to the unrest. Newswatch's Nishera Sothiel is at court.
General Gopal Govinda told the court that his team identified 164 WhatsApp groups that were created for the sole purpose of communicating to those on the ground during the riots. Govinda said 8 of the groups were used to give instructions during the violent protests and looting. 2 of the groups were allegedly based in Durban. The trial heard that 103 people of interest emerged through the investigation into the WhatsApp groups. Govinda then turned to posts made from a Twitter account confirmed to belong to Zuma Sambutla. He testified that the comments show reference to the charges of incitement against her. One loosely translated reads, "Comrades, the time to fight in this arena with a mobile phone is over. Power." Govinda said he believed due to her massive following on Twitter, Zuma Sambutla's tweets were instrumental in inducing the public to act the way they did, calling the amount of crime and murders during the unrest unprecedented. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
The implementation of ARTO has been postponed to next year. The demerit system, which was scheduled to kick off on the 1st of December, will now take effect on the 1st of July. The Department of Transport's Colin Msibi says the delay follows an assessment of readiness in some municipalities that were set to be part of the first rollout phase.
Some of the issues identified during the assessment in the main include the finalization of training of both law enforcement and back office personnel, the harmonization of current law enforcement system used by various municipalities and funding thereof.
A 43-year-old pilot has died in a helicopter crash in the Eastern Cape. Police say the helicopter struck power lines on a farm near Patensi, killing the female crop duster instantly. An inquest docket has been opened. And residents in parts of KZN are being warned to brace for more thunderstorms expected today and tomorrow. The Weather Service has issued a yellow level 4 warning for heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning. Forecaster Nhlanhla Sithole.
Majuba, Uthukela, western parts of Mgungundlovu and the western parts of Heregwala, including the northwestern parts of Umzinyathi as well, and I think the extreme western parts of the Zululand district.
The top story, the Durban High Court has heard that dozens of WhatsApp chat groups were created to disperse communication and coordinate the 2021 July unrest. The trial of Duduzile Zuma Sambutla, who's accused of incitement to commit public violence and terrorism, started today in the court. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Pep Guardiola not concerning himself about the title race just yet. The South African A cricket team pulled off a monumental chase against India A to level their four-day series yesterday. Lorenzo Musetti takes on Taylor Fritz in the first match of the second day at the ATP Tour Finals.